Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Christopher Martell, Fox Sports DN, the neutral zone, heard here on 104.5 The Zone. Usually on Fridays, there's race coverage this Friday, so the neutral zone Thursday at 6 o'clock. Christopher Martell is in Denver right now in advance of Colorado and Nashville coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. Christopher, what's up? How are things in Denver, man?
You guys are lucky you didn't come, you didn't turn on the audio about 10 seconds prior because they were testing the goal horn out. So it just went, bruh. So yeah. But it's going nice. It's really nice up here.
Well, good.
Maybe they won't have to use that goal horn.
Except when the press.
I kind of hope not. Yeah.
So obviously at 2-0, this is a must win for Colorado. I mean, if this is going to be a competitive series, they have to win tonight, and they know that. What's the vibe up there?
Well, you know, in both locker rooms, I think the vibe is focused. Colorado knows this is a must win game, and I think what I thought going into the series was game three was going to be the one that concerned me the most for Nashville's sake. So, Colorado's real focused. Their morning skate was it was light, but I mean, they still did work. There was lots of smiles and laughs. Nashville had a very straightforward morning skate. You know, they were very, I mean, the word I keep using is focused, but it's true. And, Nashville had a very kind of heavy morning skate where they did a lot of drills and just brushed up on a lot of the special teams as well. But, you know, both locker rooms are really ready for tonight's game, so it should be a very good game three.
Morning skate, what were the skate lines? What do we expect to see tonight?
Well, it
maybe
looks
yarn
like
crook.
there's a possibility, but at the same time, the lines kind of look very similar to what game two's lines were, so I don't really see many changes in those. If yarn crook does come into the lineup, also, you know, Yannick Weber as well, it'll be more of a game time decision, I would say. So you had the Forsberg, Johansson, Arvidsson line, Fiala, Tyrus, and Smith with Hartnell mixing in. Sisson's Benito Watson with Yarncrook mixing in there. And Salamaki, Fisher, and Hartman defense pairings were the same. So unless there's some gamesmanship by Peter Laviolette, I think things remain the same.
How did Yarncrook look?
He was fine. We've seen him for a few practices recently, and we haven't really seen any kind of issues at all. But just from the naked eye, he looks ready to go. But of course, you know, it's all up to the doctor's discretion and the coach's discretion. So from my vantage point, I think he looks ready. But until he actually steps foot on the ice for game action, we won't really know.
Christopher Martell, our guest. It's interesting. The narrative out of Colorado is, gosh, we've played these guys. We've outplayed these guys during the series in a lot of situations so far. Then the narrative back here is, hey, you know, we're not even playing our best hockey and we're still beating those guys.
Yeah, that's really two trains of thought to it. Nashville's definitely not playing their best hockey and they still have a 2-0 lead in the series. Colorado has played very well, especially 5-on-5 against the Predators, and they're down in an 0-2 hole. They could very easily be up 2-0 if it weren't for the Predators' ability to come back and win games. Nashville's had that knack all season long. But tonight, I kind of expected to look a lot similar to the first two games of the series. I wouldn't expect many changes when you look at that. So you're going to really see two teams that are going to come out here, and I expect them to play a lot harder. And I guess than they did in game two. But at the same time, Colorado is just, you know, one period away of both games from really having a 2-0 lead. And Nashville knows what's at stake. They know if they win tonight's game three, a win on Wednesday means they fly back and not have to play another game to the second round. So it's just as important for both teams.
Had an interesting conversation earlier in our show that was sparked by Mickey noticing in the practice report that the starting goaltender for the Preds, you know, was not
they
really.
They were yet to name
they
one.
They were yet to name one, yes. So, of course, that started the whole, some fans saying maybe they're going to rest Pekka. Ridiculous thought, right?
Anders Lindbeck being called up.
There's a lot to it.
A little bit of dust flying up on the social media sphere about, you know, a couple of things that happened.
You know, if Pekka Rinne does not play tonight, I will jump off the third-tier balcony here in the Pepsi Center because I'm that confident Pekka Rinne plays.
Well, what's funny about all of that is that led to a discussion about it, and I'm shocked at the number of Preds fans that came at us and said, you know what, Soros plays well on the road. Let's give Pekka the night off. And I'm like, you're talking about the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, if it was a regular season game, I would agree. You know, yeah, give him a night off. But, you know, like you said, this is the playoffs. This is not just some run-of-the-mill game 41 in an 82-game season. This is crunch time. A win tonight for the Predators gets them a 3-0 series lead against the Avalanche in round one. You don't want to take any nights off. And putting UC Saros in net is not taking a night off. But you start Pekka Rinne until the wheels fall off. That's how it works in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, there is kind of an extended conversation along those lines of some fans that called in and said, okay, well, Pex has given up maybe some soft goals, maybe not been quite himself so far in these first two games in the series.
You know, I understand where fans are coming from on that, but you have to look at the players who are scoring these goals and how they're scoring these goals. A lot of these goals are coming in via kind of broken plays in the defensive zone for the Predators. And not just that, but those goals that are not coming off of broken plays are coming via Nathan MacKinnon. And, you know, he's one player that's necessarily not going to be very easy to stop. So are they soft goals? I mean, there's a few, a couple that Pekka Rinne really wants back. But in all honesty, I don't think he's played very bad. Can he shore up a little of the coverage? Absolutely. But against the top six for Colorado, especially that top three of Landeskog, MacKinnon, and Mikko Rantanen, it's very difficult to stop them. And in it, just case in point, look at that 2-on-1 that Colorado had the other day, and Mikko Rantanen passed it off to Nathan MacKinnon, and I could have swore that puck was destined for the back of the net, and Pekka Rinne caught it. So there's your evidence of Pekka Rinne making good saves right there.
Yep.
Christopher, thank you for the time. Enjoy the game tonight, man. We'll talk with you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, tell all those Avs fans to chill out, man.
I will pass the message along.
I thought you were going to say suck it.
Me like too. I was waiting for it.
Oh, I think you just did. Yeah, tell them to suck it.
Thanks, Christopher. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, Christopher Martel, at K Martel underscore sports. You told the whole country of Canada to suck it one day.
I was mad at Canada. It's hockey bias is what I'm mad at.
That's true.
East Coast hockey bias.
Ties in.
Yes, old school, East Coast, yeah.
East Coast, North, all that stuff?
Everywhere.
North of the border?
Down south, yes.
Suck it.
In the land of sweet tea and hush puppies. We like hockey now. Just deal with it, northern guy, and have your next 2 months of the weather like we had today and eat that. Because it's going to be nice here tomorrow. You know what? It's not going to be nice where you are. So just be sad and salty and just be a little about everything. Because we're about to have warm weather and winning hockey. Eat it.
Love how Mickey was like waving his index finger while he was making that Patrick Henry-esque rant. Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me sweet tea, hush puppies, and hockey, or give me death. And please, God, give us warm weather. I've had enough of this.